Guys, it's Dan Medina. I'd like to welcome you back to The Great Debates. Before we get started today, a couple of announcements. We have established a presence on Twitter. You can find us at GreatDebates69. Give us a shout out. Tell us what you thought. Vote. Vote live. I also want to give a big thank you to Mark Caracella, who's been editing The Great Debates. He's been our engineer and editor on this program, and he's doing a phenomenal job. Thanks, Mark. Okay, results. The trend of civilization is forever upwards was won by Healy. Great job, bud. And the topic, if you don't know where to eat, just go to Subway, was taken by King.
Yes.
Just a reminder, you can email us at any time. GreatDebate69@gmail.com is our email address. We'd love it if you voted on who you thought won the debate that you heard. And suggest topics to us, because you might find that we use them. Okay, before we get started, I have the topic for today, and I wanted to point out that this is a blind debate. These topics aren't reviewed beforehand. So everything here is extemporized, off the cuff, and really demonstrates the power of the minds of these two debaters. Okay.
Can I add something to that really quickly?
Yes.
I just want to say, not only are we not prepared, I think we should add also that we don't necessarily believe what we're saying to be true. So I just want to make that clear.
The opinions expressed in these debates do not necessarily reflect the opinions
of the people in the debates.
Of the people in the debates.
That's right.
Okay, guys, here we go. The topic for today, there might be something to astrology.
Oof.
There might be something to astrology.
All right, I'm going to take the affirmative side, I think. Right?
Okay, man. Yeah,
usually
you have
what
to.
I do. And Dave, you're going to take the negative naysayer side. So
I'll take the accurate
side. We thought we might have a slightly more structured format, which is we'll each have a, say, 90-second opening statement, then free skate back and forth, then 1 minute of closing statements.
Great.
What do you
sure.
think, Dave?
Yeah.
The
whatever.
Affirmative traditionally gets the first
go for
statement,
it.
So I'm going to just go off. There might be something to astrology. Now, listen, I'm not going to say that astrology is true. All I'm going to say is we don't know. We don't know what is going on. We're tiny organisms on this rock orbiting the sun. Who knows what forces have yet to be discovered that affect our lives? So my position, I think, is the more scientific one. A position of skepticism, a position of open-mindedness. We have no idea what's influencing us, so there might be something to astrology. Now, our bodies are composed of, you know, something like 75% water.
Great point.
As we know, has an impact on the water in the ocean that can range from as much as 50 feet, rushing in and out of the Bay of Fundy in New Brunswick. That's a massive impact that the moon is having on water here on Earth. It's called the tides. Is it possible that the movements of celestial bodies like the moon affect humans by moving water in and out, even in a tiny increment of water going in and out of your brain, moving or being adjusted by the movement of some celestial body, could affect brain patterns and thoughts to a tremendous degree? So I would say that all we know is that we don't know. There could be something to astrology.
Okay, we know that astrology, this is Dave, by the way, King, and I'm, again, taking the negative side here. We know that there's nothing to astrology. We know that it's bunk. We know that it's horseshit. There are numerous double-blind studies that have been conducted that prove that astrology has no predictive effects on the outcome of people's lives. I haven't read these studies, or actually I'm not even sure that they exist, but because we're unprepared, I feel like I'm allowed to say this. I can't imagine that they don't exist. Astrology belongs to the large area of pseudoscience, which includes phrenology and other bullshit sciences, which have proven over the years to be nothing other than people trying to make a quick buck. You know that there's no... Here's the thing, Healy. If there was something to astrology, then astrologists should be way better at what they do than what they than what they are. Meaning, why do they? If there's something to astrology, why do they need to be so goddamn vague? Why can't they be more specific? They've had thousands upon thousands of years to figure this shit out, and they still can't say with any degree of specificity how the moon, how the planets are going to affect your lives. It's a form of entertainment, and that's all it is. There's nothing. Your best case here is a semantic argument, which is that, well, there's something to astrology, and that something is pure entertainment value. If that's what you want to argue, then I couldn't argue against it. But you've already lost because you've said that we're not sure. We're astrologically agnostic. That's the best we can do, and that's absurd. We know that it doesn't work.
Okay. Well, let's take this apart piece by piece. First of
all,
free skate begins. I'm going to just concede, you know, obviously there's something to astrology in the sense of entertainment and fun. People love it. Every civilization since the beginning of time has been interested in studying the motion of the stars, has had astrologers and predictive people.
Astronomers, not astrologers.
I think we could say that the line has been blurry until, in human history, basically a blip. The line's been blurry until roughly 1700.
Until about the same time a civilization, on the whole, decided that it was bad to have slaves. Roughly. Keep going.
We also know that one of our greatest presidents, Ronald Reagan, and his wife relied on the services of an astrologer. And who knows? It may have had some predictive effect for them. We don't know. What we do know is that they felt she was incredibly important and consulted her, I believe, weekly from the White House.
I just want to recap for a second.
Yeah.
You're claiming that One of your points here within the first 4 minutes you felt this was important enough to bring up is that Ronald Reagan had an astrologer and therefore there might be something to it.
Yeah, there might be something to it.
So one of our presidents in the past used a person and there's no proof at all that they had any effect on the efficacy of this person's presidency.
What if they had an effect of soothing his mind and helping to create the calm, effective leadership that he brought to the United States?
What if he or she, I don't know who this person was, what if he or she, instead of giving him soothing calm, by the way, Reagan seemed to be a pretty soothed and calm man to begin with. What if they promulgated misinformation to Ronald Reagan and he acted poorly because his decision making was clouded by what he believed to be metaphysical certitudes that were spouted. I'm losing my words here, but you understand what
I'm
saying.
You're slowly blurring the argument because you're saying like metaphysical certitudes. I suspect that Ronald and Nancy Reagan didn't believe this was metaphysical certitudes, but they felt in the pool of information they're getting, the reports from the CIA and so forth, one of the things they should get is a report from an astrologer. Maybe it's valuable. Maybe it's not, but it's something to include in your worldview.
Like okay, we need to. Here's the thing. I think we don't have too much time, and we need to take a couple of steps ahead. We need to start arguing about what does it mean that there might be something? Because
okay,
that, to me, is
sure,
the real root
sure
of it. So as human beings, words don't mean anything unless we have a basic agreement upon what they mean, right?
Okay. I think it's my job to define the terms of the debate as the affirmative side.
I guess so.
Can I take a stab at it?
Please.
All I'm saying is, I'm going to say, when we're arguing there might be something to astrology, what we are arguing is it is possible that movements of stars and celestial bodies affect the future and circumstances of human life.
But I know that you don't believe that. And I'm sorry that you've been put in this position.
Now that I say it, I believe it even more. Of course that's true. Of course the movement of the sun and the moon and the stars affect human life.
We have a problem as a people.
Yeah, the problem is bad astrologers. That's what it is.
Who are some good astrologers, Healy? Who are the best astrologers in human history?
Okay, the only astrologer that I really know about is Susan Miller. Right? She's a star, astrologer to the stars. Right? Celebrities, we might say that celebrities are people who have an intuitive, often not intelligent, but intuitive understanding of forces moving in the world. Somebody like Rihanna, say, like, she just gets it. She's riding the flow of some kind of invisible wave.
Don't know how we got here.
Those people, I think, are often picking up on stuff that the intellectuals like you and I miss out on. And these people frequently rely on this woman, Susan Miller, who, by the way, I don't want to get personal about it, but you and I both knew Susan Miller's daughters who were wonderful, kind people.
Right.
So I don't know, you know, just what little evidence I have about Susan Miller as a person is she's a great mom and a terrific woman. And you are going to argue that she's some kind of huckster.
Well, I don't think she's – I think she's well-intentioned, but I think she's a charlatan. Sorry. My apologies to Diana if she, for some reason, is listening to this. I think that, like most astrologers, she believes she has a gift, but she's mistaken. And because she does bring people some degree of comfort
– why do you think millions of people subscribe to her newsletter and make plans based on what she predicts?
For the same reason that billions of people – are members of churches, are members of temples.
I think there might be something to religion, too. Are you disagreeing with that?
I'm not saying there is something to religion, but the way you're framing the argument is not necessarily is there something to religion or is there something to astrology, but rather there's a chance that the stars and the moon affect our future, just as the religious corollary would be there's a chance that, let's say, to oversimplify, there's a chance that God exists. I'm comfortable saying that God does not exist. I'm comfortable saying that there is nothing to astrology. My earlier
How
point was going to be
if I may
have 30 seconds of solo skate, as it were. It is
30 seconds granted.
It is perfectly scientific. We have, as a people, have a problem with being with certitude about these things, which so many people believe to be true. Well, sorry, we as a people have a problem being okay with saying that is not real about things that millions or billions of people believe to be true, among them religion and astrology. We have used the scientific method on things like the existence of God. We have used the scientific method on things like, does astrology affect our future? Does the moon and the stars and Mercury in retrograde and all of that nonsense actually impact our lives? Do astrologists have any ability to predict the future any more than a dozen monkeys or a dart on a dartboard or me or you? And the answer is no, they don't. Every parapsychological phenomena that has been claimed to be true has always been debunked. There are, I forget the exact terms because we're not prepared here, but there are thousands of, or not thousands, I'm sorry, there are plenty of prizes out there that are available to astrologers or mind benders of any kind who can prove that they're able to actually call upon the supernatural.
Okay, you know you're fudging here because first of all, you're throwing astrology in with, you know, ESP and stuff, which we're not arguing about. Second of all, the fact that the astrology has not achieved a great scientific level yet doesn't mean there's nothing to it. Like, we're barely cracking into astrology now. Like, and there may be some charlatans, just as there are charlatans who go around with a medical degree spouting, you know, but giving people sugar pills or something. Like, there's charlatans in every field. It doesn't mean that the field is not scientific.
You're right. But you're right about that, but you're wrong about your first point. You yourself said that civilizations earlier, for millennia now, have worshipped the stars in some way.
Yeah,
the trend of astrology, as science advances, the trend of astrology is forever downward, if I may paraphrase an earlier debate of ours.
Callback.
Yeah, callback. And you know it hurts because you know I'm right. Astrology has less of a place in our society than it ever has, just as phrenology does, just as divining water does. Because over time, there are still people out there who think that divining rods will help you find water, but they're not right.
The state of astrology, I will concede, is not great. And that's worrisome. I think the government and private citizens should probably invest a lot more money in astrology so that we can improve the science, because you're right. And it's a debate for a different day. Like, how do we let astrology get to this degraded state? How did we let so many charlatans into the field? And it's really unfortunate because I think, as you'll agree, there might be something to it and we should be working on finding what there is to it. Like, let's really dig into the problem. Like, let's be working on improving our astrological predictions.
Healy, today is October 26, 2014. I don't know when people are going to be hearing this. I just want everyone to remember today's date, Sunday, October 26, 2014,
yeah,
as the day that Steve Healy officially went off the rails and declared that the United States government should fund astrological research.
Yeah, I think we should have a National Institute of Astrology and, like...
You're going too far. You're stretching your argument too thin, and you know it. You're trying to claim that there's actually... Now you've gone to... See, because your best argument, and you know this, is that there might, at best, we could be agnostic about it.
Yeah.
And now you're claiming that there's such a good chance that there might be something to it, that the government should invest in astrology.
Well, you know, it's a debate for a different day, how much money the government should invest in it.
It's not. The debate is today, and the answer is zero.
Well, the debate
is... It's a bunk science. We don't have to be too clever about this. Everyone knows already that astrology is nonsense. It's not real.
And you haven't even... Describe my character. Just summarize, like, what you think I'm like as a person.
I think you're, like, a good-hearted, handsome as fuck, kind of tall, intelligent...
No physical attributes, like the...
I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I called you handsome as fuck. I really apologize. You're, like, lighthearted, jovial, gregarious.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
Okay, I was born on August 23rd. Most people would say that's the cusp between Leo and Virgo. Like, sort of law-abiding,
please tell me
uptight.
You're not
but
actually...
on the other hand, it is somewhat commanding, aggressive. You know, I have those qualities. And people that are born on the cusp, they're often torn between two sides. So I'd ask all of you to go out there, you know, just if you're at home, if you're on the internet, go look up what it would mean for somebody to be born on August 23rd in astrology and see if I don't fit exactly... that model. Now, Dave, what day were you born?
I was born on June 6th, and I think it's time to start closing arguments.
What's your astrological sign?
Gemini.
What's the deal with Gemini?
I'm going to tell you now in my closing argument.
Okay.
Healy, you've lost the argument by trying too hard. You had a point somewhere along the way, which was that there might be something to it. And now you are trying to claim that you actually are representative of your astrological sign. Which is a shame, and I'm a little worried about you. I'm a Gemini. I was born on June 6th. Geminis, from what I understand, are supposed to be duplicitous. Not necessarily duplicitous, but they're twins, right? So there's two sides to them.
Oh. There's a guy who's sentimental.
Excuse me. This is not free skate. like every astrological characterization, the definitions of all of the, or the, what do you call it, characterizations, however you want to describe it, of each of the astrological signs all describe every human being on the planet. They're all intentionally vague. None of them use any specifics. Though they're kind of uptight, as you just said, they're kind of uptight, but on the other hand, da da da. I'm supposed to be dual natured. I'm supposed to be whatever, you know, two sides of everything. I am so certain that astrology is pure bullshit, and there is no second side of me, there's no twin to my argument that believes otherwise. I'm a Gemini, but I'm not a Gemini on this issue. I'm straight down the middle. I'm one guy saying, Healy, there's nothing to astrology.
That was a beautifully duplicitous argument by Dave, true to his Gemini nature. Look, I'm going to go ahead and concede. It's true. I took this argument too far. I was trying to have some
That's
fun.
Great.
But the reason why I did that is because my side of the argument, I feel like, is pretty easy to prove, and I proved it in the first couple minutes. There's so much we just don't know. It's so possible that the movements of these massive celestial bodies affect in some tiny incremental way that we can't really perceive yet. Our science isn't there yet, but we will come to find that the movements of the sun and the stars affect human behavior or affect the weather or affect some aspect of how we're operating in such a way that there is something to astrology, that in studying the stars, we can get some kind of predictive vision or assessment of where we're at as humans. I think that's pretty clear. I think a scientist has to concede there might be something to astrology. So whether you believe in astrology, you're reading Susan Miller's newsletter every day, whether you're a pure scientist, you work at the Jet Propulsion Lab, I think either way, you have to be open to the idea that there might be something to astrology.
Final word, I feel like you're totally ignoring the double-blind studies that I made up.
I think there are double-blind studies about the full moon affecting people's behavior. So I'm going to make up my own studies.
All right. You can cast your votes either by email, greatdebate69@gmail.com, or on Twitter. You can look us up. We're at greatdebate69 on Twitter. Thank you for listening. Astrology, there's nothing to it. Healy was wrong. I was right. And we'll see you next time.